All right, guys, Brian Pierce here with a bonus episode of Seat Time. So we've got some interviews for you from the 2021 Rev Limiter Extreme Enduro this past weekend. It was in Bridgeport, Texas. What an amazing weekend. 2 days of crazy hard enduro racing. So on day one is when the amateurs tried to qualify to make it into the hot laps, and the hot laps put everybody in place for all of the racing that took place on Sunday. And then it also was the pro women's race was part of the racing that went on Saturday. So I've got some interviews for you guys from the ladies that did race on Saturday. And of course, everybody that I could get my hands on Sunday. Well, anybody I could get myself to put my mic in front of their face. Let's not get too handsy, if we will, to chat with. But just to let you know, Cody Webb was the winner. Tristan Hart, second. Colton Haker, third. Ryder LeBlanc, fourth. Jordan Ashburn, in fifth. Pat Smaje, in sixth. Will Riordan, in seventh. Theodore, not going to try to pronounce that. Next, then Taylor Robert in ninth, and then Max Gersten in 10th. So, guys, if you enjoy this, please go check out what will be posted eventually to the Seat Time YouTube channel. I will put the recap out. If you guys noticed, I'm going to try to do a much better job of pulling back and trying to not pressure myself to put things out as fast as possible. So, go subscribe to the YouTube channel. That will be out there eventually in the next week or two. We are slowly posting a few things to Instagram, including Drew, Big Hops, Forstner's epic Just Send It out of Cone Hill from the event. So thanks, guys. And if you do want to support Seat Time, it would be great to go check out shop.seattime.co for any of the potential merch options that might freak you out and make you go a little bit crazy on those pre-ride and post-ride endeavors. All right, guys, tune in. Shelby Turner, first in the women's pro class today here at the 2021 Rev Limiter. How did it go out there?
Yeah, it went really well. Actually had a really solid day on the bike. KTM was hooking up fantastic. The DeLulo race team took good care of me. And yeah, it was a good day. I battled pretty good with Rachel the first lap and Louise. We passed each other kind of multiple times throughout the first lap, and then at the end of the first lap I just kind of got out front and just started making, you know, some just smart line choices, and just the track wasn't as busy and just kind of pulled away a little bit and kind of rode my own race. But I mean, it was a lot of fun. Track was super enjoyable. It had its sections of terrible, and then it had its sections of just, you know, good stuff. So overall, really happy with my ride.
Awesome. Two questions. How has your 2020 into 2021 been, right? And then also from going from the grinding stone to this event, like, what's the big differences in those, right?
Well, I didn't actually do the grindstone, so I wasn't there.
So there's always that.
Yeah, I didn't go out there. 2020 to 21 has been really good. I've been down here kind of full time racing GNCCs and national enduros and stuff out east, and then geared up to get to go extreme racing here, so I think I'll probably follow the East Series, and it's been good. It's been a lot of fun, and, you know, just having a great time down here.
Awesome. Is that following like the Seer Series, the SEER Series that I've been seeing popping up a lot more, or is that more of the AMA East Series?
I haven't done any of the Seer stuff. I literally just been doing the GNCC and the National Enduros, and that's been pretty full-on racing since February. So those have been keeping me busy, but I plan on doing like the full East this series, so the extreme stuff. So,
well, next time I'm going to do a better job of making sure I know what the hell's going on, but good job today, and thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for interviewing.
Absolutely. Rachel, welcome to the 2021 Rev Limiter. It's good to see you again, see you back and back on a beta. So how in the heck have you been, and how was your day out racing dirt bikes today?
I think I've been pretty well. I had a very solid 2020 season despite all the schedule changes and delays and are we going here, are we going there, what's happening. Like, I had some good results last year. Won the AMA East Extreme title, which I was very happy about. I don't very often get to run a number one plate on my bike, so that was kind of fun polishing that all up for this weekend. The race today went fairly well. First time racing an extreme enduro in Texas. I've only done a national enduro out here, and that's been a minute, so it was nice to get to ride on something completely different than what I'm used to back home. Like, it's good to get some variety in, and I think I'm very happy with a second place finish coming away from here this weekend.
It sounds like you guys did have some fun battles out there. Any good war stories to tell us about either getting the lead, taking the lead, or just seeing somebody go down?
Oh, absolutely. I think I probably went down more than anyone. I was kind of doing that race from crash to crash sort of thing. But Louise and Shelby were both riding really well. And like I said, we all had the lead at one point or another. It was typically a thing where we'd get into a bottleneck and one of us would figure out the better way around the people or the better way through it. And then the other two would be left stuck behind the riders. And then the next bottleneck would be the other way. But Shelby and I did actually pass each other in the open a bit. And yeah, it's just very... It was very refreshing to actually race somebody in extreme enduro, because normally you're so spread out, or it's, you know, I crash and then they pass me and then they crash and I pass them. But there was actually like some live, both everybody still on their bikes racing, which is pretty cool.
Right. So I heard there's a chance you may not be on your motorcycle tomorrow with everything going on Sunday here at Revlander. If you are, that would be fun. You're going to be riding tomorrow?
Unfortunately not. The team and I have decided that since the women's racing is over, the best approach for me is to go home and get ready for next weekend's DNCC.
So that is a slight, she did not do this, but I will say that that is a slight elbow nod to the promoters that maybe there needs to be some women racing on Sunday, but that's on me, nobody else. So what's going to be next? You said GNCC, and so you're doing the GNCCs and the NEPGs this year?
I'm pretty much doing everything. So I'm doing the GNCCs, the National Enduros, I'm doing all of these, and I'm doing the AMA East Air Scrambles as well. And to anyone who might be listening, I would love to go back to the 6 days Enduro. I think there might be some openings on the team based on some... Tara Geiger just had a baby, so I think she probably
there
won't be
is
interested
always
in going,
that.
You know? So, yeah, so that would be what I kind of have on the itinerary for this year. I don't actually have an off weekend. I've got two off weekends between now and November, so that gives you an idea of the kind
of... Well, guys, that means she wants something to do. Let's give this woman something to go do. Well, great job today, Rachel. Thanks for taking the time to chat, and good luck with all of your endeavors for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much. Hopefully I'll see you back at another one of these extremes here soon.
All right, Madam Louise, third place on the day, the women's pro class here at the 2021 Revlimiter. Overall, how was the day racing?
Overall, you know, I want to take some positives away from it. So I did feel that my enduro, like hard enduro race pace this year is better. Like I was pretty pleased with some of the knowledge I gained last year and the experience. And so even on the first loop, I started out pretty quick and I was happy with my riding, but I kind of just ran into like some unfortunate things that, you know, I just realized it's just part of racing and what we're doing out here. So, you know, I know that set me back to third place, but overall, still a good day. I didn't get hurt, you know. I'm still happy, so, yeah.
A lot of positives there.
Yeah.
You've been here now at this new property before last year, now this year, also did Grinding Stone this year. How have the events been evolving? Are they evolving so far?
Yes, they're definitely evolving, and I feel like just having the series and, you know, a team of people doing this now, there's just much more confidence behind it, and there's much more marketing too, which has been really awesome. Like, you know, it's in your face so much more. But then coming down to race wise, it's really crazy how much these races all changed. This was so much different than Grinding Stone, so you couldn't really even, you know, it's just different terrain, different level of difficulty, different pace, everything. So but overall, I feel like it's, you know, it's really cool that we have this series going right now and we have some hard stuff to ride.
Yeah, I think consistency is key, right, within that, to have a group, the same group of people running a group of events. But one thing I think I like, I'm not the racer right now, right, is that Grinding Stone, one, the terrain very different, but it was also a different format. Come here, different format, different type of event. Is that something that you also enjoy, don't enjoy? How does that work out for you as a racer?
I definitely like that. I think I was talking to Rachel about how when she goes to the GNCCs, it's same thing every single Sunday, same start time, you know, same amount of laps generally, mileage. So I kind of like that. It does change it up. It's like Grinding Stone was a 4-hour race. Today was 2.5-hour race plus a hot lap that was only 30 minutes. I kind of like that because it also gives your body like a change each weekend or each race. So, and it kind of keeps you on your toes. And yeah, it's kind of exciting to figure out what it's going to be.
Yeah, cool. What's next for you?
Okay, I have to go back to California, and Gas is putting on their Pro Trial Invitational. So that's happening on Friday. So I wanted to get back to California and switch gears, get back on the trials bike to kind of gain some confidence back with that, because it is like quite a difference when you go from a dirt bike to a trials bike. And I would like to do well there too. So I'm going to get back into the trials mode.
That's interesting because GasGas, now owned by KTM or the KTM group, right, the groups that own that, but they're putting on a trials invitational. Do you feel that that's showing how what we might see from the KTM group in the near future with trials, and maybe it's not just GasGas and we're going to see a larger trials presence? I don't know if you felt that, but you even saying it caught me off guard a little. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Is this going to continue to grow?
I think so, because I just see in all these off-road riders and hard enduro, there's so many people that are getting buying trials bikes to cross train and become better dirt bike riders. So yeah, I think it's definitely going to keep growing. You know, like the sport itself still kind of stays small, but with more exposure, hopefully people that buy these trials bikes will want to come to the nationals or local events, or, you know, gain something from it. And like, you know, we have Sherco and Beta and GasGas, and you know, it helps all of those brands grow with trials bikes and dirt bikes. So that's exciting.
Agreed. Last question. Hot fire. Mountain bike or e-mountain bike?
Oh, that's so hard. Okay, well, I have to say mountain bike because that's what I have right now.
Sponsor hint, hint.
Well, so Ibis is actually super cool, and they hooked me up with a mountain bike, and I'm very appreciative of it. And it makes you work very hard. Not saying that the e-bike doesn't. The e-bike is really nice for, like, track walk or a race like this where I wanted to go out and look at some of the spots or just go into the porta potty. So, yeah, I would totally get an e-bike if it was an opportunity right now.
All right, the duel continues. Well, thank you very much for your time, and good luck congrats on today, and good luck at your GasGas trials.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Cody Webb, hot laps yesterday. You won those bad boys. We're getting ready to start day two here at Rev Limiter. Differences between Grinding Stone and thoughts going into the day?
Yeah, I mean, it's way different than Grinding Stone. Grinding Stone was like do or die, sand washes, and then just massive sandstone ledges. And here it's just relentless, endless little rocks forever and big rocks. But this place just wears you down a lot differently than Grinding Stone. So, you know, I think a lot more people were intimidated there, but I was kind of okay with the bigger stuff. But here, I mean, it just beats you down. And last year I remember being pretty worn out at the end of this race. So hopefully it's not the same this year, but we'll do our best.
Won the hot lap yesterday. Any thoughts on that? Did it go as planned? Anything that you were like, I need to adjust?
Yeah, I guess winning goes as planned, right? I don't know. I just rode smart and tried to go really fast, and I didn't make mistakes, which is what the whole goal, like what you're trying to do. And I think a lot of the other guys made mistakes, and that's what led me to get out front.
Awesome. Thanks, dude. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Ryder LeBlond, second place yesterday in the hot laps. How did that go for you, and did it go as expected?
Yeah, honestly, it went better than expected. Just usually don't do real well in hot laps and sprints, and I guess just felt really good out there and got second in the end.
Is this a type of terrain that you've ridden a lot of before, or for some reason it was just feeling good?
I don't know. For some reason it was just feeling really good. I'm used to like wet dirt, wet rocks, everything up in Pennsylvania, so it's a little different than I'm used to, but I guess a couple weeks in Arizona helped out.
I can only imagine that helped out. Okay, so we're going into a two-hour race. Have you done all the things to be ready for 2 hours of racing?
Hope so.
There we go. That's the attitude, man. Well, good luck. We'll talk to you after the first race.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, dude. Jordan Ashburn at the 2021 Rev Limiter Extreme Enduro. One, awesome to see you here. So what does your 2021 look like for you? And then also, how was the hot laps and how was the first moto of the day?
So 2021, we are, you know, racing GNCCs and kind of doing the AMA East hard enduros too. So I enjoy doing the hard stuff. I've always been a fan of it. So happy to be out here doing the Rev Limiter again.
That's awesome. But no KDX. So what does your program look like today? You're not on that KDX. We're all a little sad. Not going to lie that there's no KDX, but that's all right.
I've had a lot of people bummed. They're like, oh, where's the KDX? Where's the KDX? I'm like, man, it's just glad to be on modern equipment. The Magna One Motorsports Husqvarna T300 is awesome. So, I mean, it's so good in this stuff. It's like not rode a really a modern two-stroke in quite a few years. So it's cool to get on it and see how advanced they are and what you can do on them.
And you haven't been to this property before, if I'm correct. So what are your thoughts of being here in Bridgeport at the OHV park for the Rev Limiter?
Yeah, it's tough because not being here, all these guys were here last year, so having to learn the property when I got here and try to figure out where everything was at and try to scope all the lines out, it was tough. But I think we've kind of figured some of it out and know what's going on now. And you know, the hot lap, I think we started like 34th and ended up like 8th. So we've gotten the front row, which is what we needed to do. And We finished fifth in the first one, and I think we can be there for top three, but just need to quit making dumb mistakes and turn a little bit of my normal, like, race intensity off that I have from GNCC. So I know what I need to do, and just go out here and try to do it the next couple.
Nice. So good luck. I look forward to seeing your results after the Moto 2.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye. We've got Moto 1 done. We're getting ready for Moto 2. From the hot laps through Moto 1, have things gone as expected?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I won the hot laps and was able to win that first race. I was kind of struggling a little bit. I mean, I was just riding a solid pace, but nothing crazy that whole first lap. My hand kept, like, getting all tingly and going numb, and I was, like, struggling with that, trying to shake my hands out through the easy parts and then get clean runs to the really technical bits, and then finally that wore off. I think it was just kind of chilly this morning, and we weren't really – you just go from zero to hero right off the bat, and I wasn't ready for it. So, and once I got going, I felt good and comfortable, and the lappers weren't as bad as what I thought it was going to be. The course ended up being easier than I thought it was going to be. And I think last year we were later in the year, so the Jeepers came in and tore up way more stuff. And there's still a bit of hard pack in there and some, like, a solid base going up those drives. And last year I just remember, like, struggling in the silt and loose rocks. So I think the conditions are a little better this year for us.
One of the things noticing in the woods out there watching you guys is that Tristan was round about 30 seconds to a minute kind of always behind you, though. Was there times that we would not have seen that you guys were batting a little bit, or were you kind of out front and you were able to just go?
In the beginning of the race, he was right behind me. I put a little bit of time on him, and then he got right on me again. And then after Rock Lady first lap, I don't remember. I saw him just here and there, but nothing like a real battle after that. So about halfway through that first lap, we were going back and forth, and then I got really clean run through Rock Lady and was able to get ahead.
Is that a time mentally where you go, okay, it feels like I've been on my own for a little bit, I can relax my pace, or is it, no, I need to keep this pace because I want to make sure that I stay out in front?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard with Tristan. He pushes really hard to catch back up, and he's like a fitness robot, you know? So he's always trying to try and get me, and I can never let up. And, you know, last year there was a time where I had a pretty good gap, and I turn around and he's on my rear tire out of nowhere, and I was like, come on, give me a break. So you know, I really can't let up that much. But I was surprised he didn't get me that first lap at the Rock Lady. I was still struggling with my hand going numb and trying to get rid of that. So I guess that's good for me that I didn't really feel great, and I was able to still put some time on them.
Right. Last question. Any changes, right, from Moto 1 to Moto 2?
We threw a new tire on, and we added a specialty toolkit, hidden toolkit in my bike. I'm not going to need it because we put it on there, of course, but we didn't have it for the first race. But, you know, if anything goes wrong, you want to have something to fix your bike out on the trail.
I like it. Well, any parts that come off, you just pass them my way, regardless of they're banged up or not, and they'll go on my shirt, go, and it'll look fancy, right?
All right. I won't tell anyone.
Perfect. Love it. Good job, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Ryder Blonde here after Moto 1, getting ready for Moto 2. Looked like you were battling with Colton Haker the majority part of that race. How was that battling Colton, and how did everything go in the woods?
Yeah, it went really good. Me and Colton, we went back and forth probably like 5-6 times, like probably both laps, honestly. And in the end, he ended up getting ahead of me, but only by 5 seconds. So hopefully this next one can get ahead of him.
Yeah, any changes or adjustments from what you experienced in Moto 1 for Moto 2?
No, just go out, same mindset, bike set up the same, it's all good.
Awesome. And anything crazy out there that you saw, like, did you like the trail, right? You know, the features and the way that they're laying everything out, and then anything, like, absolutely gnarly that no one would have seen because it happened in the woods?
I don't think I really saw anything too gnarly. Nothing really happened, but it was a good track overall. They had some pretty gnarly stuff. I did have a little loop out at the end of Rock Lady. But other than that, it's a pretty clean race.
Awesome, man. Well, good luck with Moto 2, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
Thank you very much.
Tristan Hart, 2021 Rev Limiter, right after Moto 1, getting ready for Moto 2. How the heck has the first part of the day been for you?
Well, to be honest, it was pretty similar to last year so far. I followed Cody for most of it. He left me near the end, and now there's two motos left, so if I want to beat him, I need to win this next one, so I just walked a bunch of the track to get my head around what's going on better, so I'm feeling confident, and the main thing is I got to make him ride behind me this one and make mistakes behind me, not in front of me, so I'm not paying the price for his mistakes. So that's the plan.
I like that. It sounds really good. When you're out there walking the course again, are you looking for different lines, or are you looking for how the lines evolved, right? Like, what is it that you're specifically looking to see when you're out there?
Well, for this one, I'm planning on being up front, so I'm just looking for the fastest line possible, because when I walked earlier, I was looking for multiple lines because I guess I wasn't planning on being up front. So now I just got to be up front. That's all there is to it. So I'm going to take the fastest line possible and try and get away.
Besides what you're talking about there with how you're going to attack the race and the trail different, any changes to the bike or anything that needed to be adjusted there?
No, it's going to be the exact same. It's all up to me now.
Okay. And then a lot of people want to know, like, what do you guys do between these races, right? They're so quick. You just push really hard for 2 hours. You got to push again hard for one more lap. How do you treat your nutrition when you come off of the bike?
I just drink some water, you know, have some salad and chicken, nothing crazy. Just try and rest, and that's about it.
All right, dude. Well, good luck, and thanks for the time.
Thank you.
We are literally on the line for the third moto of the 2020 Rev Limiter. Mr. Nick Farringer, your hair has looked phenomenal. We have had a couple mid-race chats in the woods. How has the day gone so far?
The day, you know, of all the questions you could ask, I wasn't ready for that one because it hasn't been a good day for me here. This place, I struggle to like it, and I want to be positive and have fun to ride well, but I haven't been riding well, and there's one reason why. This place is brutal, and the promoters are a little sadistic, and it just makes for a fucked up situation.
What is that, a snafu? Situation normal, all fucked up?
What?
Just go yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, okay, you're trying to make the best of it. What are you going to do to kind of attack this the situation you're in right now, which is lined up for Moto 3?
I'm going to try to ride briskly and cleanly. And just basically, I don't want to do anything crazy, but this track requires some crazy stuff. And I don't know. I don't want to do anything risky. I don't want to overextend myself in the heat. It's actually not that hot, but just basically what I'm trying to say is I'm going to be happy to get to my way home and look forward to a more fun race. I'm not trying to be negative, but I just doing everything I can to just be that much positive.
So for people out there that maybe haven't been to this event, what you're saying is if you want nasty, gnarly, and tough situations where promoters want to create a very hard enduro, this is it?
Yeah, it's not. I'm not going to say it's too hard. It's just it lacks flow. It just tears the bikes up. It's chunky. Like, the guys that have extensive trials technique do well here. The guys that just are digging deep. I mean, there's a lot of really talented riders here. And, well, you know, I'm more of an enduro guy. I want stuff that's rideable that challenges you that you have to try to put together. Where I've been getting better as the day goes on. But earlier, it's just like, wow, I haven't been riding the trials bike this year, and this hurts. So.
And it shows.
It shows.
Last question. Any hair maintenance tips or techniques?
I don't know what the heck I'm doing with it.
Growing it out. That's what you're doing with it.
It's just growing. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, and have fun.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Colton Haker, third on the day, 2021 Rev Limiter Extreme Enduro. How the heck was the whole day for you, man?
You know, it was pretty good. I got three races. I went 3-3-4. Just really the first two races, I just just tried to put myself in a good position. I had poor starts. I was like kind of in the back and then dealing with dust. I mean, I was 5th, 6th, 7th, somewhere around there out of 10 guys in the first row. So right. Middle to back. And then, I just tried to be smooth and pick my way up. And unfortunately, though, like Cody and Tristan were just like kind of from the start every time kind of gone. So there wasn't much I could touch on that end, but I just tried to be as smooth as I could be. And it'd be cool to have ridden more with them because then maybe get like a bit of a pull, right? Okay, I see how they're doing it. Okay, I see this, like, but I get to see nothing, so.
Right.
But I rode as consistently as I could, and just kept it together. Happy to get a third for sure. Be on the podium better than not.
One of the things I think you saw a lot of was Ryder LeBlanc.
Yeah.
And he looked like that. You guys had some good battles throughout the day. I mean, how was that battling back and forth with him and some of the other riders going for those 3-3-4 on your end?
Yeah, I mean, each one of us kind of like would make a mistake or go the wrong line or whatever, right? So ultimately, you kind of like cat and mouse a bit out there. Like I said, if you could see the guy, you could ride with him. But as soon as you kind of lost the guy, then you wouldn't really ride with him anymore, right, or be on pace. It was fun. I had battles with all kinds of people today. I mean, Smodgy was out here, Pat, and Reardon. He's, you know, a young kid. And, Ryder and Ashburn really surprised me, actually.
He was having some fun out there.
I was blown away. I was like, damn, like, he's actually legit, like, riding good. So
what do you take away from this? Like you said, you're going to be doing more of these this year, right? Yeah. So what does one go and either work on or adjust, or just kind of, do you just get more seat time?
Yeah. I mean, for me, honestly, I've changed tons of stuff up to this point. So I feel like I finally got to a point now where, I mean, even still, I'm going home to a different motor. So I just kind of been testing the waters and trying to figure out what works for me, more or less. I've been putting a lot of work in. I'm still trying to figure it all out, from honestly hydration to approach. There's a lot that I've had to kind of get my head around, trying to figure out what I'm doing, learn. Yeah. I just didn't really have much consistency in these races over the years because it wasn't a series. It was just kind of one off, and I was just focused on just doing the indoor stuff because there was more of those, you know. I mean, I had a chance to be world champion. Why would I not put all my effort and my eggs in that basket just because there's one TKO race, right? For me, I was just like, TKO was a week before Endurocross. I didn't touch the two-stroke. I didn't even touch it.
Yeah.
One time I wanted to ride my four-stroke because I was like, I haven't even ridden that two-stroke, not even once. Right. Why would I get on it? Why would I do that?
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, like I said, this is the first year I'm actually like putting effort in because there's consistent races, and you know, I'm actually stoked. Like, you know, my old mechanic Josh, he's like, you know, he's helping out with the series, you know. He's kind of, you know, almost running it, you know, in a way. So, and he's bringing a lot of consistency, you know, and he's bringing a lot of, you know, aspects of the racing that the riders want to see. And you know, he's a bit of a voice of the riders, which I think is awesome. And you know, that stuff makes me happy because then you can see some progress and consistencies, and then you can actually know what you're getting into. I think the biggest thing for us sometimes at these races, like before the last moto, people were confused whether the last moto counted for it all or the other motos were tallied.
Right.
People were asking me. Right. I'm like, I know as much as you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
there's still some communication that can be worked out, but it sounds like it's getting better.
It's getting better. So that's awesome. Good, and the progress is good, and new riders are coming up, young riders, and yeah, it's good to see. It's good to see that the sport is growing in the U.S. So, you know, and I hope that we can keep pushing to you know, compete with the Euro guys in the future, because you know, obviously they're kind of at the pedestal, that level.
Yep.
And I think Tristan, Cody, myself, and a couple others totally want to get there. So
awesome. Well, good job today, and thank you for taking the time to chat with us, man. We'll see you at the next one.
No worries,
Mr. Tristan Hart, second place on the day. You did some of the things you said you wanted to do. You got out front. You knew you needed to push, right? But at some point in time, Mr. Webb still got by you. Tell us about what your thoughts on the day.
Yeah, so coming into the second race, I knew I had to beat Cody if I wanted a shot at the overall, because he won the first one in his three-moto format. It made sense that I had to win the second one to compete with him for the win. And so I knew I just had to get the whole shot, and I did that, and I led for couple miles, I don't know, and then I made a mistake and he got around me, and that was the last I saw him. I was getting a pit board, so I knew he wasn't too far in front of me, but he's just far enough that I couldn't see him and close the gap to get him. So he rode really good today. I had not much for him, and I'm just gonna have to keep building, because he's not ready to give up they call him the GOAT, and he's not ready to give that up yet. Lots of people thought he was done, but I think I pissed him off last year at TKO, and ever since then, he's been
a good chance.
He's been fired up since TKO, so it's time for me to get fired up and give him some of that back.
Yeah. Well, we're heading to different terrain, right? Different formats of race next time. What do we go home and work on? What do we think about as we go into the next race?
I'll be thinking about Cody, and I'll be fired up.
Are you going to put a poster of him like on your ceiling above your bed?
I've already done that.
Oh, okay. That's already done. So what's the next step from that?
I don't know. It's just,
I think you need to go to Russia during the winter, like Rocky IV, and then you need to train
I love
like Rocky
that movie.
Did.
I like the new Creed ones too.
Oh, good. So good, so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what's one more thing that nobody knows about you, because we're learning so much right now?
I like ice cream.
You like ice cream?
Yeah.
Is that the way to your heart? That and the Cody Webb poster?
No, neither of those is the way to my heart. Winning is the way to my heart.
All right, well, then you go home, you work on it, and you go win, buddy. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Cody Webb winning the rev limiter again, man. It sounded like you knew that you had the 1-1, but didn't want to get third because then you would have lost at the Tristan. So tell me about your thoughts going into that third moto.
Yeah, I just knew I had to be behind Tristan, and, man, it was wild. It was dusty. I was taking stupid lines, taking risks, not taking zero chances. No chances at all.
No?
Wait, no, all chances.
All the chances.
Zero. I don't even know what I'm talking about here. Taking all the chances.
Taking all the chances. Well, you came out with the win there. You got all three wins, right? Expected when you, like, was this the rev limiter that you expected that it would be from coming here after last year?
I mean, it's definitely the rev limiter I wanted. And I
expect, tell me what that means.
I expect to win when I come to these races, you know?
Yeah.
And then we've made some bike changes from last year with the suspension, even from the beginning of the year at King of Motos. So I'm just really, you know, I expected to come here and win. I'm really happy with the bike right now. And just that second race, I felt awesome and just was charging hard the whole time. And there's a lot of, like, naysayers, people. I mean, not that many, but, like, a lot of room, like, talks online about, you know, Tristan being the whole new deal and we're all outdated.
And you're like, no.
I have a point to prove. I'm still here, guys. Just because I'm old and a dad. Dad bod is trying to – I'm trying to keep her away. But I don't know. I'm just – I don't want to – I still want to be at the top. I don't want to leave yet. I don't want to have a real job. So I'm still going to keep putting in the work.
Awesome. So one of the things I do hear from Mark Cook, the promoter of the Rev Limiter and one of the promoters from the series, is continuously trying to – maybe not just make the events harder, right? But make them more what you as the riders are asking for when it comes to a hard enduro or extreme enduro. Are they on track? Was this that? Is it not correct? You know what I mean? Tell me about that.
I thought Mark did a good improvement from last year. We got a little, like, the man-made stuff. Like, the start last year was sketchy. And when they threw all the water on the wet tires and logs, like, it's not really real, like, real hard enduro. It's just out adventuring and doing what you can in the wilderness, you know. So they added two really nice, awesome hill climbs this year, not straight up, but, like, you know, the tic-tac thing everyone talks about, pick your way apart. And, you know, no one, I think Taylor Robert is maybe the only guy that went straight up one of them, so I really enjoyed those sections. The stuff down in the pit just, like, demoralizes you. I'm a trials rider. Sometimes I forget I'm even a trials rider through there. I'm, like, sitting down floundering. So, you know, they keep doing better and better. And, you know, my only complaint is some of those tech sections are a little tight. And, like, the riders are over there, like, getting all cut up, trying to get thorns out of the way just to open up alternate lines. You know, there's a lot of people in the race. And we're going to need a little bit of space to play with.
Right. Okay, so next event, different terrain, different format. Any adjustments going into that next one?
I don't even know where the next race is, but I'll be there.
And, all right, look at the schedule, see what the calendar says, figure it out.
Yeah, I don't really need any changes at the current moment, so keep doing what we're doing.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, and thanks again for the time.
Yep, definitely.
We're going to wrap up this 2021 Rev Limiter interview, whatever this is going to be and wherever it's going to live, with Mr. Drew Kirby of American Hard Enduro. So as the spokesperson, the face and body of American Hard Enduro, what are your thoughts on the event, how it went down this weekend?
It was hot for, what month are we in, April? Like, Tennessee's not this hot. It was hot Friday, cold Saturday, and really hot Sunday.
That was so weird on Saturday.
I think,
man.
Brian texted me and said, did anyone bring any clothes? Because I had shorts and a t-shirt.
I had clothes. Yeah, I just didn't have anything for cold weather.
Long clothes. So it was actually a good weekend. A lot of dust. Hadn't rained down here. There was some confusion about certain races and links. And you know, in the end, I think it all worked out. The final was gnarly. Race one on Sunday, race two on Sunday were gnarly. I finished both of those, but there was some high consequence stuff. Mount Rushmore claimed some victims, for sure.
So being kind of in this evolution of American Hard Enduro, right? Like, what are your thoughts on how, now that there's a full-on AMA-supported series and you're guys seeing the growth, like, is it going the right direction?
I think so. We're moving. It's a regional series now. I think the plan, and Eric Kula can correct me, but I think the plan is hopefully go national series. You know, logistically, it's hard because you got the East Coast, you got the West Coast. I'm hoping we can all come together. It's just logistically, it's hard because I don't think there's enough money for average Joes to do both coasts. To have one big series will be a struggle. You know, I like the East and the West. And then, obviously, we're in Texas for an East-West shootout. Maybe we can move this to the end of the year like it was last year. But I think we're moving in the right direction. I'm really glad Josh Shecker is in charge of the – you know, he's coming in a week early. He's pre-riding everything. He's checking the course out. I think that's a big benefit to have him there and to kind of look over. You know, scoring and the track are the two most important things, I think. And so you need both of those to be accurate. And I think it's a work in progress, like with anything. And so they've had a few bumps and bruises, but I think they're moving in the right direction.
Awesome. What is one of those one things that if you could change right now, you would change better for the sport of hard enduro?
I want to say money, sponsorship money. I know last year COVID messed everything up. Power sports industry had a record year on all accounts. You can't find a 2021 dirt bike hardly at any dealership. Gear sales, everything is off the charts, and it seems like a lot of the companies are pulling back and not giving back to the series and the riders, and I don't know if they're scared of a big downturn in the future because they had such a good year in 2020. So I wish, like, Cody, Tristan, the top three guys are making some money. Obviously, KTM, Husky, GasGas is pumping money into it, but we need more. I'd love to see the Japanese guys involved, but I think money pumped into the sport would be best. We need the venues. We need quality races, quality coverage, which is what we're trying to do. But I think more backing into the sport. And we need good races to showcase what we can do and what these top guys can do. Like the hill in the final that we all filmed, we walked it. We didn't think he'd make it up it. And these dudes, only two guys didn't make it up it and had to come back down. Like, the level is getting so high.
That's awesome to hear. Well, cool, dude. Thank you for all you've done for American Hard Enduro throughout the years, and thanks for being you and taking the time.
All right. Hey, thank you, Brian, for being here, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And there you have it. Cody Webb wants everybody to know that he is not done. He's not ready to retire. He's still having a lot of fun racing his dirt bike and is looking forward to Tristan Hart, Ryder LeBlanc, Colton Haker, Jordan Ashburn, and the many, many other riders that are new and old to the sport that continue to push and challenge him. So what did you guys think? Have you enjoyed these interviews? Please let me know. Remember, if nothing else, please leave a review on whatever podcast app or feature that you use to listen to this, or share with a riding buddy. Those two things would be phenomenal. And if anything else that you would like to do to support Seat Time, please go check that out at shop.seattime.co. Grab yourself some pre or post ride merch for all of those shenanigans. All right, guys, we'll see you on the internet. Peace.